proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session of Hard Sayings from the Bible. According to the sixth chapter of Genesis, quote, "It repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth," unquote. This expression was another way of saying that God repented creating man. The use of the term repent in that context raised an interesting question. In Numbers chapter 23, Balaam declared, quote, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent," unquote. Samuel echoed a similar statement in 1 Samuel chapter 15. Indeed, God himself told the Jewish people in Malachi chapter 3 that, quote, "I am the Lord, I change not," unquote. How then could God repent of something he had done? The Hebrew verb nahum, translated as repent, did not indicate a change of heart about the correctness of an action. Instead, that term could indicate the experience of grief. Grief over the consequences that ensued from an action. When God led the Israelites out of Egypt, according to the book of Exodus, he refused to guide them there by way of the Mediterranean coastal route. He gave his reason as follows, quote, "Lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt," unquote. That verse did not necessarily imply that the Israelites might change their mind about their departure from Egypt, as to whether it was a good or evil thing. Rather, the text indicated that the Israelites, facing immediate armed conflict by the Philistines, the Israelites might grow upset with that prospect. When used with reference to God, the verb nahum may involve his determination to adopt a different course of action from one he had originally determined to put into practice. In the 18th chapter of Jeremiah, for instance, God stated that, quote, "If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them," unquote. The statement does not imply that God would change his mind about letting the Jewish people suffer the consequences of their disobedience. Rather, it indicated that God would withhold his judgment if the Israelites changed their behavior. Sometimes, though, God's repentance did involve a change in his intention. After the Israelites had constructed a golden calf, as recorded in Exodus chapter 32, God referred to them as a stiff-necked people. He told Moses that he would destroy them and make of Moses a greater nation. However, Moses interceded for his kinsmen. As a result, quote, "The Lord repented of the evil which he had thought to do unto his people," unquote. God plagued the Israelites for their rebellion against him, but did not utterly ruin them, as he had originally planned. In the context of the sixth chapter of Genesis, God's repentance reflected his distress over what had happened to the human race. When God created everything in Genesis chapter 1, including man, he pronounced it as good. Yet, within a few hundred years afterwards, God's creation had morally corrupted itself, causing God to note in Genesis chapter 6 that, quote, "The wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." God therefore had to send his judgment upon the human race through the flood. Nonetheless, he regretted the necessity for doing so. In that sense, God did repent that he had made man. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another program of Hard Sayings from the Bible.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.